Blog Talk Radio.
About the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Well, we have a special guest tonight, but before I bring her on, just wanted to give you a little small inspirational tips that I want to share with you at the beginning, because most of our show tonight is going to be, our special guest is going to be speaking. And I just wanted to go ahead and make sure I just make my little comments at the beginning. And then at the very, I think what I'm going to also do, just go ahead and make the one announcement and just let her do her thing for the rest of the show. But before I bring her on and introduce her, I want you to think about this. Whenever you have a happy moment, praise God. When you're going through difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. And especially some of those painful moments, trust God. And at every moment, always thank God, because he is an awesome God to be praised. Well, I see that we have many callers on the line tonight. I would like to introduce our speaker tonight. And she is someone that we all, most of us, know. She used to be a widow herself. Her name is Jeanette Miles Kendall. Jeanette was with our ministry about 7 years. Her husband passed, her childhood sweetheart, passed away on January 14, 2005. Jeanette also had three children, beautiful children. We're not going to go through everything about her because she has a lot that I can go on and on, but we want to listen to her, so we're going to cut some of those things, but I do want to share some more things. So she used to be one of our own, and she performed at, she did perform at many of our anniversaries, and she did praise dances, and she did a wonderful job each time. She blessed us each time she was a part of our anniversary. But Jeanette is also a breast cancer survivor. And right now she's working on her PhD in higher education. Just one second here. I got some of it here on. She's working on her PhD in higher education. And she's also an associate minister, completing her certificate in Christian leadership from New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. And she's also the owner of Miles of Learning, LLC, an adult GED program helping adults receive his, her high school diploma. But also I would like to indicate that she was once a widow. And as I indicate from time to time, it is okay that you date, and even if you want to decide to get married again. Well, Jeanette found another Boaz, and his name is Benson Kendall, and they got married in June of 2012, and I was at that ceremony. It was such a beautiful one. So I am not going to, there's more to tell about Jeanette, but I would like to let you hear from her some words of wisdom, encouragement that she wants to share with us tonight. Jeanette?
Hi, Mary. All right. Thank you so much. It is an honor and a blessing to be a part of, to be invited back to be a part of a ministry that is impactful and transformed lives, that gives encouragement. I know that this ministry was critical to me. I remember at first I didn't want to acknowledge that I was a widow, and so I refused to participate. But once I open up and embrace that this was a part of a season in my life, that it all worked together for God's purpose, I found comfort, I found sisterhood, I found support. And I just want to say thank you, Mary, for your obedience to the Holy Spirit and your faithfulness to what he's called you to do, and for the impact that you have had on my life and on the lives of many widows. Tonight, Mary and I were just kind of chit-chatting, and I wanted to kind of talk about faith. Faith has been a fundamental, characteristic of me. It is how I came here to Atlanta. My husband and I, Joel, came here on faith, and we find in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, that it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And something that I learned critical with that, the Holy Spirit taught me, was that when it says faith is a substance, that it's something that is tangible. It is something that is that materializes. But it also says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And what the Holy Spirit told me is he said the confirmation that you received it is the evidence that you don't have it. If we had to have everything that we're hoping for, then we would not have faith. And I tell you, it was faith that has sustained me in the Word of God as a widow, knowing that God is faithful. He refuses to allow his word to return to him void. And I learned a long time ago that we are a word, and so he will not allow us to return to him void. We will fulfill what he called us to do and his purpose, because he knew us before we were conceived in our mother's womb. And sometimes that's difficult to understand when you're going through grief, when you're going through a loss. And I do understand transition. There was a period in my life and Joel and I's life when we had, as Mary stated, we had three children, but we had a son that transitioned. And I like the word transition opposed to death, because when you're born in Christ, we don't die. We are absent from the body, but present. But in the presence of the Lord. And when we receive Christ, we really take on our true life. And I learned that God is faithful through everything. I remember that particular year, like some of you may be experiencing such a great pain and grief. I remember we had 8 transitions, starting with our son, in less than 9 months. And that was very, very critical. But I learned that God, again, is faithful. He is so faithful to his word. And what I've learned is that when we run into God and not away from him, when we're in pain and when we're hurting, that's our healing right there. And something that I learned going through my grief as a widow was journaling. You might have talked about this, but it was critical in my healing process. It was an opportunity to pour out my pain, my hurt, my anger. But in the stillness, I would hear God's voice, and he would speak prophetically to me and would give me words of life and truth and would give me clarity on what he was doing in my life and that he was present in spite of. And I remember on the celebration of life service for my husband, Joel, I remember that I shared with everyone that had come that there was nothing good about what had happened, but he said all things work together for our good. And all things are not just those things that are good in the sense of things that bring us joy and laughter, but even those things that bring us pain and hurt. He says, I will work those things together for your good, but he also says according to his purpose. And so when you find yourself in this place, it is not by accident or coincidence. It's by divine order and purpose, because God's going to work it together for your good. And I just want to encourage you, because those were words that brought me life, along with faith and knowing that he said he never leave me nor forsake me, but that he said that that faith was the substance of things hoped for, and that he had a purpose for my life. And I'm just encouraged, and I want to encourage you. There was a song I remember once that I ministered to at one of our anniversaries, and it says, "I'll cry till you tell me, let it go, let it be, because your will is what's best for me." And I found that faith is understanding that God's will is what's best for me. And sometimes we don't understand all the things that are transpiring in our lives, but we have to trust God and by faith know that he's working all things together for our good. And the evidence of that is the evidence that you don't see it, but it's the hope that you hold on to. Joy does come in the morning. And the thing about morning that we have to remember is that when God made creation, morning is not like ours. It's not a 24-hour period. But morning sometimes may be days and night, day and night. But then there'll come a time when it is morning in your life, when you'll find that the pain is not as piercing as it was at the beginning. And I learned that you have to allow everyone to grieve the way that they grieve, and as long as it's a healthy grief. Because there were times, I remember when our son transitioned, I remember I wore a glove. I guess you could say I was a Michael Jackson. And I wore that glove and I pinned it inside my clothing. And I kept it because that was my way of dealing with the grief. But I remember one time I went by the cemetery with our son, our oldest son, and I had to pass by my father's grave site to get to my son. And I remember I went by and I was just weeping. And my son got out of the car, and he was probably about 4, and he came to me and he put his hand on my back to comfort me. And then he left and went back to the car. And he came back with a little piece of Kleenex all balled up. It was a used piece of Kleenex. And when he did that, he came and he brought it to me to pat my eyes. And the Holy Spirit told me, why seek ye the living among the dead? And that was a time right there where mourning, the joy of the Lord came to me, because the clarity of what I knew came together. And I understood that my son's body was there, but not his spirit. And that he was absent from the body but present with the Lord. And I had the promise that I would see him again. And so I learned that I could lose that grief. And it wasn't necessary for me to go by the cemetery anymore, because I knew that he wasn't there. And so, therefore, I knew that grief is a process, and you have to allow everyone to grieve and go through that process, because joy will come in the morning. A morning will come when you'll be able to release a certain pain. And in the loss of our husbands or our wives, you know, you just don't imagine it, because that's the person that you're looking to raise your children with, and then live that next season of your life with. And as Mary mentioned, my husband and I were high school sweethearts, so we literally grew up. And I understand the pain of loss, but there is joy that comes in the morning. And I'm so grateful that God assigned me to him and him to me, and the work that we did in the kingdom of God and in the body of Christ, and the family that we had, and our children, and the memories that we had. And those are things that I still hold on to. And I would just want to encourage you to enjoy the process. And I know that might sound out of context, enjoy the process. Yes, allow yourself to experience every component of that grief, but do it in a healthy way. Know that God left you for a purpose, because he has not fulfilled, he has not completed his purpose in your life. And so you still have purpose. You still have order. As Mary shared, I'm a breast cancer thriver, I like to say, or conqueror. And I like to use that word conqueror, because the Word of God says we are more than a conqueror. And even that was a part of an experience he had for me that I had to complete. And so even when you go through a sickness, it's all for God's glory, because the reality is our bodies is not our own. If we're truly dedicated and in an intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our bodies is not our own. They belong to God. And we are just here as instruments to glorify and establish the kingdom of God in everything that we do. And so I just want to encourage you, as I was encouraged in the Word, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hold on to that hope, because joy is coming in the morning. Allow yourself to grieve. Cry till he tells you, let it go, let it be, till he tells you, let it go, let it be, because his will is what's best for you. That word, and I played that song over and over and over and over again. And sometimes you got to get a word, and when he says meditate, it might be a song that you're meditating on, but if it's a word of edification, hold on to that. That's a healthy grief. That's a healthy way to grieve, because you're healing and you're allowing God to have his perfect work in your life. And that's what it's all about. We're here for God's purpose in our lives. And I thank God for this experience and this opportunity. I wouldn't trade it for anything. For anything in the world, I would not trade it for. And I'm so grateful. I am so very grateful that God loves us enough to do that. And I'm so grateful that he loves us enough to do that. And so for that, I just want to encourage you, and I just want to tell Mary, thank you again for this opportunity to share, and I pray that someone was encouraged, someone was inspired. I pray that someone will get a journal and start writing down and record exactly what you feel. If it's anger, if it's pain, whatever it is, record it, and then be still, because it's in the stillness and in the presence of God that we hear His voice. We hear His voice in the stillness, and it's okay. I remember I even went through counseling, and I would encourage you that to consider a healthy Christian counselor. I remember doing that for 6 months because I understood everyone else had to get back to the things that the cares of this world. Life was calling those that loved me, family and friends. They had jobs, they had families, they had responsibilities, but I needed someone that I could go to for a healthy balance. And I remember seeking that out, and it was a blessing to me. I sought it out for my children as well. And so I would encourage you that in your grief process, that in this healing process, that you would seek godly Christian counsel. The Word of God says in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. And I would encourage you to find comfort in the safety of godly Christian counsel that is based upon the Word of God, that the Word of God affirms itself to you so that you know that God is speaking to you. And it's just a blessing. It's such a blessing. And in that process, not only did I see Him heal me of deliver me from breast cancer, because I was already healed, because we're a spirit occupying a body, and my body had to line up with my spirit and with the Word that God had given me. But I also came to understand that He had other purpose for me. Out of that came a GED program. In you is so much purpose. There's other things that God is calling you to do, and I would admonish you to be still, to go through the process, to seek God, and to act on faith. Act on faith. Act on faith, because it's out of your obedience that you will get the abundance of God's joy, and that joy will be your strength. Amen. It will be your strength. And if you have to cry in the late night hours, then I'd encourage you to cry. Cry, cry, cry. Cry until He tells you. Let it go, let it be. I can't say that enough because of the truth of those words in my life and how they transformed and impacted my life. And I pray that these words will bring you life. And I pray that my life experience bears witness that what He did for me, He will do for you, because He cannot do it for me and not do it for you, because then that would make Him a God that is biased, and He is not a biased God. The only thing that he loves us, and He hates sin. And therefore, he doesn't choose one over the other. He looks at us through the finished work of His Son, Jesus Christ. And because of that blood that cleanses us and makes us righteous, not by our works that we could boast, but by His work, we just need to take on and put on that righteousness of Christ Jesus, put on the full armor of God, act in faith. Do not just walk out on faith out of obedience, because God loves obedience, and obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't sacrifice your obedience for what God wants to do in your life. And sometimes that's what we do. We put everything on the altar instead of putting obedience on the altar, because that's what we want to put on the altar. Because when we are obedient, then we sacrifice everything else, and we come into the abundance of what God has for us. And so I encourage you to be encouraged tonight and every night that you come in. And if you're local, I encourage you to participate and identify with the widow's ministry. Like I said, initially I had problems. I was like, I didn't want to identify with it because that meant I was a widow and my husband had transitioned. But when I did, it brought me life. And so I would encourage you to make sure you surround yourself with other believers of like faith that speak words of life and truth. Be open to new and healthy experiences that God has for you. try something new. I remember I took up golf. I never played golf before. I remember I had family that laughed at me. They just couldn't imagine me being a golfer, but I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And so I would encourage you to take on new and healthy experiences and be encouraged and know that God loves you and that he has not forsaken you, and neither has he fulfilled all that he's called you to do. So therefore, he wants you not to return to him void, because you are a word, and he wants to see his word fulfilled in you. And so be blessed in the Lord. I love you in the name of, I love you in the blood and the name of Jesus Christ. And again, I thank Mary and everyone in the chapter that was there for me and with me, and I look fellowshipping with you and look forward to sharing some more of my testimony. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you so much, Jeanette. And I am not going to try to, I'm just going to touch on words that you said that stands out, and I hope that everyone listens and listen to your wonderful testimony. You have many things that you express, that you have testimonies, and being a widow, being a breast cancer survivor, and just knowing that God loves us, and there are things that we can still have in our life and have another spouse in our life. So that's the great thing, knowing that God can take you through this time of grief, and the things that he has in store for us, it blows our mind at, you know, that the things that can happen in our lives. But some of the things that Jeanette talked about, it was divine order, God's order. We have to allow God to work in our life in his own way, purpose. You talked about grieving, the process, grieving in a healthy way. It is very important to grieve in a healthy way. When you don't, when you're not sleeping and eating and so forth, then it becomes not healthy at all, and it can becomes more harm in the way that you grieve. But healthy is more or less being around people who have experienced the same thing that you have, and having prayer partners, and also that you mentioned regarding going to see a counselor. Also, you talked about purpose. Even though that we can't see to understand now that God does have a purpose for us, but I know we question him, why do we have to have, why did we have to lose our spouse to have a purpose? Well, I know my situation. What better to do a testimony than, and which I have experienced that test. So I can, we can communicate together saying, you're a widow and I'm a widow. So I know what loss that the experience and the grief process that you have gone through. So I have accepted my purpose because I see where God has helped, allowed me to do these things to help others. And it has been a blessing to me that I can do that. And also you talked about crying. I've always told you, Cry until it dries up, because one day will. And being obedient to God's word, whatever situation that he has, whatever purpose that he has in life for you, be obedient and do his will, because this has been fulfilling for me. This took away the sadness and the loneliness and made me happy and glad because of the purpose that he's chosen for my life. So you can get gratification out of that bad situation that looked bad before. He can make it look happen. Joy will come in the morning. And now I am seeing the joy that he talked about and helping others. So all of those things that Jeanette touched on, just knowing that she's walked the walk, she can tell you about each one of those things that she talked about, because she has walked that walk. And she's a beautiful person. She's always been there for our ministry and doing praise dances. She also spoke at one of did she spoke at one of our anniversaries as well. And I'm just thankful that she came on again tonight and gave us some wonderful words of wisdom and good medicine. And I hope that you chew on that this week, and just knowing that you're not walking your walk alone. God keeps putting people and things in your way to encourage you that you can get through this moment in your life. And joy will come in the morning. Thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Thanks once again, Jeanette. And bless you.
Thank
in
you.
Your, and bless you in every endeavor that you are into. I know God is going to let you fulfill all of those purposes in your life. Well, that's the end of our show. One quick announcement. We are collecting Bibles for single women with children, shelter that we always support with the shoe boxes. Well, I would like to take those Bibles to the shelter that Friday before Mother's Day. So please, if you haven't gotten your Bible to me, please do so. One other thing, I will be out of town this weekend, so please get with me sometime during the week of next week. Thanks again for tuning in, and tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a blessed week.
I could do it on my own, but all that I found at the end of the road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found the same, turn me around, and he placed his love on me, and I could trust him.